Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff. Today we're going to talk about creating a consciousness that you can see, feel, hear, and know signs and synchronicities in your life. Do you realize that every moment you are being spoken to, listened to? The vibrations are always moving. And so what you're saying in word is put out in vibration. So today we're going to talk about our words, vibrations, and the signs that lead us from the heart center, from your true space of your true mind and your divine essence. This is not you saying, oh, this means this to me or that means that to me because you're thinking it. This is that soft, still voice coming from your heart that says, look at this. Here's your opportunity. You know when you know that there's signs and synchronicities, you understand what that means. That's what we're going to delve into today. And so we're going to start the energy. So if you'd like the energy to move, assist in your field, just say yes, and I'll start the energy. If you prefer just to listen, you can say no, and the energy will reject you and go around you. Here we go. Give me just a moment. Some of you will feel tingling at the top of your head because that's where we're working today, through your crown chakra, through the top of your head, coming down through your third eye, the middle of your forehead. We're going to come down, and we're going to actually create, if you don't know about the chakra at your chin, it's magenta color. We're going to create an opening there for your voice, for your knowing. So for those of you that like touch and are kinesthetic, you can tap your chin if you'd like just a little bit. Just to feel the activation, you're welcome to do that. And you can do this any time of your day to reset. And with tapping, the quickest thing is when your body size stops. That's the easiest I can tell you in tapping. There's not 20 taps, 10 taps, 5 taps. Everyone's unique. So just tap a little bit there. Your body size, just let it go. Some of you, your hands will just stop and fall away, and that's okay too. But this energy is to open up the mindset. This goes into your belief systems, into your mindset of what you perceive you are being in this moment. And we're going to talk about it in a natural way. So follow along and absorb the energy, receive it, be open to what you see, hear, feel, and know. And as we talk about signs and synchronicities and creating the mind to actually see them, consciously hear that voice, consciously know, and these signs are going to come what humanness would say from your outside world. So you may read something in a book that directs you to your next action in your life, to what you're manifesting. You know, there's not a lot of things that you need to do to manifest what you want in your life, but there are action steps to the universe, your God, your spirit, whatever you believe in, that higher self, even though we're one self. It's just a way of talking about it or through it. We'll give you, encourage you. Have you ever been walking by and you read something and you're like, I needed that today? Or maybe butterflies mean that someone you love that's passed away is around you, or butterflies are signs of this or that. Whatever it means to you is right for you because that's what is aligning in your belief system. Just because a butterfly means this to you doesn't mean it has to mean this to someone else. So we're looking for the signs, synchronicities, the understandings of what it truly means, what's being presented in your daily life. Your magical life is daily. There are many of you who are waiting for this and that to happen, and then it's magical, or then it's easy. I want you to come here and now, be present, that here and now is the moment that you receive all you need for this moment. And this moment is manifesting into the next moment. So just for a moment, I want you to take a moment and I want you to breathe and think about something that you desire in your life. And then you're going to ask send me the signs of synchronicity so I may follow my heart to the highest energy. And say that again. Feel what you feel, that you already have what you're manifesting. Feel it in your body. And it may just be peace, and that's okay too. You may get signs to move away from people for a while and then come back to people. We're always all connected. But in our human side, in our human bodies, we do have choices and free will. And that free will with signs and synchronicity says, in a nutshell, we're always supported, but it doesn't mean you always have to follow it, right? You have that choice. In every moment, you're making a choice. But I want you to play with this and experience this in a new way. So my challenge to you, or my offering to you, is stay, watch, feel, hear, and see in your moments. What is the universe telling me? What is it showing me about me or about the situation or whatever that is for you, whatever you pick? And I want your awareness. I'm going to start shifting and moving conscious awareness and expand it out. Most of you have tunnel vision. Yeah, I can talk today. Tunnel vision. So we're going to expand the perception of the mind, of the eyes. Yes. Of the imagination, of the knowings. And we're going to ask that they be open and synchronized for your best and highest for you. Maybe you're doing a career change. Maybe you decide to take up something new. And you want to know, is this truly right for me? Ask the universe for a yes. And you may get signs driving down the interstate on a billboard. You may read something. Has nothing to do with what the billboard said, but totally means something to you on another level. Do you, have you ever done that? Like you read something like, oh, I need to know that today, or, oh, that's what that meant. Those moments are the signs and synchronicities that the universe, that vibration that you're putting out, is matching and mirroring back to you to allow your human body, to allow you to experience whatever it is that matters to you in manifestation. So the signs, as they come, receive them, and take a moment to say thank you. And you can take that moment to say, what does this truly mean to me? Now, there may be signs all coming at you, and you're like, no, 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 no. That's your free will. It's up to you whether you want to see, hear, and feel the easy path. But if you had programming that life is hard, or you have to work for it, or anything is struggle, you're going to deny the easy signs because you're going to say, it can't be that easy. That can't just be given. Here is the truth. Truth it can be. Switch those energies of the belief system into yes, 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 yes. You will notice the more you say yes, the more opportunities of yes for you will show up because the vibration is actually attuning in the universe to what your words say. When we talk about your words, you know, I listen to words when you speak it and talk to me, because what I'm listening for is what you're not saying, or what does that mean to you? When you start chunking down what these signs and synchronicities mean, you're going to realize that the answer's been in front of you the whole time. But because we're taught differently that we need to learn something or we need to be taught or we shouldn't know that, cool, let's release all that. Yeah, that's heavy. There you go. Yeah, received that today. There you go. Cool. You move those belief systems and you start using their affirmations or self-talk or just a true alignment into your true self of saying, I know that I know that I know. Keep it that simple. If you're not trusting your senses yet, what you see, what you hear, what you feel, you can always trust that inner knowing, that gut feeling, that heartfelt feeling. You feel that? What's yes feel like in your gut? What's no feel like in your gut? You feel the difference? Play around with this. The more you play with it, the stronger it gets. And then you'll have that feeling and go, oh, that's a yes for me. Someone may be talking. And you're like, oh, that's for me, yes. Or, oh, that's not for me, no. whichever way is right for you. There's no judgment. We've left the judgment where we've left all that behind. That's already happened, already been there. You don't need to go backwards to pick up. Remember, just let it all go. I'm moving the energies. And think about signs from it. What signs have you received this week that have propelled you into this moment? Some of us can assign to meaning. Some people say, oh, it's 6 o'clock, I gotta go to bed. That's a sign with a belief and an action. Do you see that? So when a butterfly comes in front of you or you hear something, your mind will always process an intention behind it. There's a purpose where you park. There's a purpose that you run into certain people or that you're in this crowd or that crowd. There's purposeful intention behind it. And when you can come into alignment, that intention, that divine truth of you, the signs lead you. They guide you. Yes, you still have free will to say, I want to follow them or not. But universe, God, your essence, your spirit, your soul will never misdirect you. However, your conscious belief system, the filters, your values, beliefs, your programming may say, oh, that can't be true, or I'm not believing that, or how would someone know that, right? However you believe is right for you, but if your beliefs are keeping you small, keeping you frustrated, tight, you need to let this go. And you may even ask, what belief, send me a sign of what belief I'm holding on to that no longer works for me. Yeah, what would that feel like? You don't have to expect the sign to come in a certain way. That's when you usually miss them. So we're going to create an openness through the body, through the mind, bring it clear down through your spinal cord. We're going to shift some energy for opening, allowing, aligning. Not having expectations, we already know that it's there. The signs are already there. And as we create this consciousness, a lot of you are going to have some energy running across your forehead and through your body. Just take some breaths, drink some water. There we go. And then this. In this moment. And I'm doing some conscious and unconscious programming. If there's such a thing as a consciousness, we'll talk about that another radio time, right? But right now, I'm working with your whole energies, your auras, your energy fields. That's right. The breathing and relax absorbs the sin. And maybe if you're a writer, write down what signs mean to you. What does this mean? When I feel this, when I feel that, a feeling will always come before the materialization of it. Does that make sense? We always feel first before it materializes. That's why when you're manifesting, if you will feel like you already have it, what does it feel like to already be what you're being? What would it feel like to have a sign of yes, this is the right path, or no, this is not the right path? What would that feel like in your body? And as you're feeling that, your awareness is opening into your creative reality, which is everything around you, right where you are, you said yes to. In some dimension, some pattern you said yes to, whether you're at home or work or your car or outside, you said yes to this moment because you're in it. This is really going to help you with synchronicities. Synchronicity says what? Synchronized vibration comes to me and through me. So if you're tight and you're resistant, the signs are going to be very dim, dark, because you're not open and allowing. So come, but you may have that tunnel vision on where you're not seeing it, you're not getting it, you're not hearing it. So we're going to ask the universe, your body, we're going to work with the mind to open up your ears and your eyes and your feelings. The sensitivity is changing right now through your body in the most amazing way. It makes it good. There's a lot of people out there that fear to feel. Fear to feel. Yeah. So we want to open that fear up and say, amazing to feel everything I feel because it's just a feeling. And that feeling is what gets interpreted to the sign of synchronicity in your mindset. Oh, that's for me. Just think about your morning. Were there signs and synchronicity happening already in your life? Maybe your schedule changed. Maybe you thought you were going to get up and do this today. Universe, spirit had a new plan or a different plan. Are you open and flexible enough for that? Or does it make you frustrated, tired, and want to just stop? That will show you where healing is needed. That will show you that flexibility is your friend. Because in the synchronicity, you're going to be flexible and following it from your heart center, following the mind, the interpreter, the brain, right? And as we're led, we receive because we're giving, right? You're giving energy into that action. Some people say, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here on earth. Well, if you're already doing it. A lot of us just need to come into acceptance that it's okay to be here on earth. And maybe ask for signs for that, that it's just okay to be here. It's okay to be seen. It's okay to get your message out, your healing out, whatever that is for the world. It's okay to be you. Ask for those subtle signs, right? Some people see signs and pictures in the clouds. Some hear voices in the wind. All these things are possible if you open your mind to it. But if you think it won't be possible, it won't happen in your reality. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen. It won't happen in your reality. There's a big difference there. So as we open up that gateway in your mindset to say, clear out all self-belief that no longer works for me, and bringing in light, love, and allowing a new dimension, a new way of seeing. Look at things around you right now. Just look at them. Don't judge them at this or that. Just look at them and say, wow, that materialized in my life. Wow, that materialized in my life. Because everything materializes from your center, from your truth. Your vibration creates that truth, right? Truth always is. So as long as you believe something is true for you, it will be. But you also have the flexibility to say, I no longer believe that way. This is true for me. We're talking about divine essence truth, finding the truth of who you are. And as you work on yourself, the signs and the events and the synchronicities that happen will always propel you into a higher, if you want to say higher ascension. It'll take you out of that low energy, that heaviness. There's a light and brightness that comes through your cells, through your body, through your auric field, as the lighter and brighter you go. So if you're meditating and you're not sure to meditate on, or you're tired of YouTube meditations, or whatever you do for meditations, the apps, just sit with yourself and it's for light to come through your body, through your cells, through your DNA, to open up the strands of your DNA, learn more signs and synchronicities to make sense to you. Because it will make sense to you. Some people, and maybe it's folklore, maybe it's their wisdom, but they'll say, when I see this, it means this is happening in our world, right? A lot of farmers use things happen in the field or with the weather, and they know what's going to come next. That's kind of how signs and synchronicities work. So it's almost like telling you the story so you can live it, play it out. If you were today an actor and an actress and you were going to act the best of you today, what would that look like? And go ahead and be that. And see what changes in your life today. See what shows up. See what happens. There'll be random things in your mind because it's not like you're looking for them, but the signs will be there to do this, to say yes to this, to synchronize with the breath of you as the light comes through you. Do you try to breathe or do you allow your body to breathe naturally? We're going to gain some energy here. On. I take a deep, slow breath. Deep, slow breath. That's right. You're going to feel amazing when you get off this call. The energy are really synchronizing now. Yeah, in your body, probably feel that going through your belly for some of you. Some of you may not feel anything, and that's okay. Then I just want you to know that. Some people are more empathic, more sensitive to energy than others. But just because you don't feel it doesn't mean it's not working in your field. It is. You may even ask for signs of change, like bringing change to my life. Bring me signs the simplest way. So there's no struggle. You didn't come to Earth to struggle. You didn't come to Earth to fear. So when you release those stories of fear and struggle, that shows up easing grace. If you use Earth as your playground, imagine a child right now outside playing in the field. And the bird comes by. And all of a sudden, they're watching the bird. And they start walking towards the bird. The bird's flying, and they're on the ground, and they're following the bird. Walk. Maybe it walks into a flower. Or maybe they find something after that. Make life that simple and easy that you can follow your heart center. That the signs in your physical world direct you easily to your best and highest good. But here's what a human says. Send me this. I know I'm right. Right? Send me this big flashing sign that says I'm right. So I know that I'm right. Doesn't really work that way. I mean, some of you get signs like that. But the truth is it'll come in subtle ways. It'll come in ways that your mind just goes, okay, yes. Here's a little bit of the science behind it. Is that in your mind, you have what's called the reticular factor. And your reticular factor is that part of you that hones in on what your mind is processing, what it believes in, what it's going towards. And how it works is, we'll do a couple examples. How it works is, if you're a new mom or you just found out you're pregnant, all of a sudden you only see diaper signs, you only see baby signs. It's like, your whole reality, you can only see signs of all this, right? That's your reticular factor. That's that magnetic energy coming in on what you focus on. It's like when you buy, another example would be like, maybe you bought a new car, and you didn't see this car before, and now you're seeing everyone drive the same car you have, and you're like, what? It's because it came to your awareness, and now that you're aware of it, you can see more and more of it. You get how this is working. How can we work this with abundance and signs and synchronicities? So your reticular factor, if you will work with it, if you will play with it and ask to see abundance, to know abundance, to give signs of abundance, especially if you're in that fear lack mentality. And that mentality is releasing out of our earth right now. So a lot of people are like, what's going on? Why is this happening? Because the earth is shifting, and you know that through the weather patterns and all the things that's happening on our earth right now. The earth is shifting into a new grid, into a new light grid. And so when that happens, the signs and synchronicities get even more awareness, more bold. It's like you can't miss it. It's right there, but you do have a choice to miss it if you want or not to follow it. How many times do we look and go, oh, I should have done it that way. I need that. Oh, that was there the whole time and I missed that, right? Because we're too busy overlooking. We're too busy in our thoughts. So a great way to do this is stop all thoughts and just allow yourself. Maybe go for a walk today and just see the signs around you. You may see a face of a tree. You may hear the tree speak to you. Whatever that is, the vibration is always speaking to you. But the key is to get quiet. Thoughts. We'll say it so there's no thoughts going. Because when I say quiet or stop, then people don't want to do the action work. So it's not like we're stopping to stay still and you can't breathe, can't move. It's the stillness of the mind, the mindfulness, bringing consciousness present to say, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here in this moment. And when you do that, it brings all your energies to this moment right here so your mind doesn't wander off. And then you can truly see what's going on in your world in front of you. But many of us are here, but our minds are 1,000 miles away. So this will help with that too, with your focus, with your attention span. All of this is in your creative consciousness. So if you replay this, and you're welcome to, the energies are still alive. You can use this at any time, share it with others if you feel led. These are great ways to for your mind to open up even more to joy, peace, love, true essence, whatever that is that you came to experience on earth is here for you. Didn't go away. No one took it. You just stopped believing in it. So if you could go back for a moment to the first time you ever knew you knew a sign, that you got a sign, he's the one or she's the one, or what was that feeling like? When you go back to that first time, that's the true essence. That's your true essence of the yes. You remember what it felt like when they touched your hand, or I remember what it felt like when I walked through that door. I just knew I was in the right place. I just knew that was the right whatever. Those are signs. And they guide and lead us gently. They're not going to push a process. They're going to give you opportunity to say yes. Whenever you want to say no, I want you to come up with the statement that says yes instead. Take no out of your vocabulary. Say yes to the things that you love. Say yes to you, to self-love. You will be amazed how different your world and people around you change. You'll think people change, but really your perspective changed. That's a really neat thing to watch and grow through, because you're watching and aligning at the same time. So being the observer sometime of your own life, how are people treating you? Because that's how you're treating you. How are you treating others? Because that's how you're treating you. So be open, be kind. We're feeling some energy here. There you go. And be in awareness, because the magic happens in the moment of the present. The magic happens in the moment of the present. What do you call it? Magic, miracles, happiness, joy, whatever you want to label that. It happens in the present moment. Never in the future, never in the past. This is the moment you have now. So signs are in front of you now. Synchronicities are already happening in your life. You may have to go back and connect the dots of, oh, how does that synchronize my life? That may give you awareness of how your mind synchronizes events. However that is. If you have questions on this, you want to work deeper into this realm, you can connect with me on JeanneYalhoff.com at any time and reach out and make an appointment. I'd love to meet with you. I also want to take a few moments to let you know about a new group on through Facebook called Magical Moments with Jeanne Yalhoff. This is a monthly membership. All the information is on Facebook, Magical Moments with Jeanne Yalhoff. We will do a half an hour video on the last Monday of every month. It's a safe place, closed group where you can play, ask questions, and be you. A lot of times when you're working on you in a new way, in a new reality, or maybe you believe this way and now you're switching to believe this way and you're scared to share that with others because they're going to judge you or not like you or all this rejection, acceptance things that go on, this is a place where you're loved, supported, and protected. You can also learn to intuitively learn to grow your gifts here. And this is not a commitment. It's a $20 a month membership, and you can cancel at any time. So that is for you. It's out there. You can also email me at info@danielhuff.com for more information. But right now, let's just take that final breath into signs and synchronicities and see the lightness come through your eyes. There you go. There you go. Drink some water. Breathe deeply today. Smile and receive, because today is the day of receiving for you. I'm going to say that again. Today is the day of receiving for you. These energies are running, so you may even feel energy off the call. Just allow it to stimulate in your body. It's best and highest good. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.